Welcome back to the California Work Comp Report. We're here today with a brand new series in which we interview Mr. Bob Wilson, founder and president of Work Comp College, who's here today to speak with us about the high and low points of the workers' comp industry and how Work Comp College is stepping in to raise the baseline. So today we have Bob Wilson, co-founder and president of Work Comp College, in the studio with us. How are you doing today, Bob?
I'm fine, Corey. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for asking.
No problem. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, we are curious to know about Work Comp College, because here at RateFast and the California Work Comp Report, we talk a lot about the fact that there's sort of a lack of workers' compensation education for, you know, anybody in the work comp process, any party, whether you're an adjuster or a nurse case manager or even a physician, surprisingly.
Right.
And so that kind of leads us to just the first question here. What is Work Comp College?
Work Comp College is a what we describe as a community driven effort to create a training program that will address some of the things you just summarized in your entrance to the question and your build up to the question, that will help people better understand and achieve better outcomes within the workers' compensation industry. One of the things we've realized is there are some training programs available in workers' comp. They're very technical in nature. And this program that we've developed is really based in the biopsychosocial realm, what people call claim advocacy or advocacy-based claims, some people call it social determinants of health. I use the phrase workers' recovery. That is really designed to get people who are working in the system, who are touching the lives of injured workers, to really look at what's going on between the ears of the injured worker, as well as what the physical injury that they have, and better understand what's happening in their lives and those psychosocial, biopsychosocial issues that can often torpedo claims and damage outcomes. We're trying to create essentially a more holistic approach to treating people and getting people to understand not just how better to treat the injured worker, but where their position fits within the greater workers' compensation machine. That was a really long answer, probably rambling to your short question.
Oh,
but
no,
that's what our intent is.
That is exactly what we're looking for. I mean, we often say that for all of the people in the workers' comp claim, the person for whom the claim revolves around, the injured worker, is the person right. That knows the least about it. So that's
absolutely.
It's definitely the person that requires probably the most, the most sort of one-on-one care in the process. And it's the person that unfortunately usually gets
No, I think you're right. And I think, there are a lot of really good professionals in the industry, but they've never really been, there's been no training or focus on understanding what's going on in the mind of the injured worker. And we go through a process. You talked to an adjuster today. They have 150 files on their desk, and those aren't files. Those are human beings. And there are whole social networks and families and people dependent on those human beings who have questions about what they've been thrown into, the system they've been thrown into.
Right.
Prior to this, in my previous life, I was a founder and for almost 23 years, CEO of the website and company workerscompensation.com.
Okay.
And we had a discussion forum at the time on that site for many years, which really was an education platform to go through to understand how the injured workers entering our system view the system, what their experiences are, and how little they understand how this system works.
Right.
And
right.
It really struck me over the years, we'd have people come in, they've just been injured. They've been sent to the doctor. They've gone to the emergency room. 2 days later, they hear from someone they do not know who works for a company they've never heard of, who left some voicemail about, investigating their claim, and then something about follow up and paying benefits timely. Language they don't even understand.
Right. Yeah.
And they've just left completely confused by the system. So that's really helped develop my feeling, really. Actually, we're misbranded. The workers' compensation industry is misbranded. It really should be called workers' recovery, because all right. Those workers that came in and left long posts about their problem and what should they do always ended the post with a very similar question that was rooted in the same principle. How much will I make? What will I be paid? How big is my settlement going to be?
Right.
And they really should have been asking, How can I make sure I'm getting the right care? How I know I'm seeing the right doctors? How can I make sure I get better and get back to supporting my family? And they really focused on compensation, and they don't understand compensation the way the industry is statutorily defined to provide it. And we really can get better outcomes if we understand that lack of understanding. Let me rephrase that. I should rephrase
I
it.
mean,
Understand that lack of understanding. I'll just let it ride. But
that's the, I
you
mean,
know
that's
what
a
I mean.
perfect, yeah, it's a perfect synecdoche for the work comp industry in general. It's, you know,
Yeah,
there's
probably is.
levels of understanding that
Yeah.
need to be understood.
Right.
So yeah,
I understand.
I mean, that is quite a admirable goal, you know, is to because I feel like also once you realize the stakes as, you know, the insurance adjuster with a ton, you know, with a ton of paperwork on your desk, and you know, the physicians, I mean, they are, you know, it's their job to care about and about the injured worker and such. But you know, it's for the physicians, it's very difficult when they have so little time to give the adequate care that they need and such.
Right.
It is that is very important. So, you know, you gave us a little bit. Who is the Work Comp College for? And you know, who can we expect to see? What parties in which part of the industry will be there?
Well, you know, when we first started, and my co-founders are Mark Pugh and a gentleman out of Texas named Donald Abrams, and it was Donald who first approached Mark with the idea of trying to set up a system of training primarily for adjusters. It was really thinking at the time for adjusters and claim handlers. And Mark knows that I write a blog called From Bob's Cluttered Desk that and I've been advocating for the workers' recovery theme for well over a decade. And Mark talked to Don, brought me in. We really started talking about what could happen with this. And while we were really focused on claims adjusters, I don't like that phrase, by the way, but it's what we're stuck with right now. We're claims examiners. We put together a team of trustees because we wanted to form a school that really we're not an accredited college, but we've been based on that world of higher learning as the way we wanted to base our structures. So we have a board of trustees, and they are from all walks of life, from private sector, from public sector, regulators, business people, very skilled and knowledgeable people. But as they started talking about what we would need to do, it was really that group that pointed out that what we were building could be used for anybody who touches the life of an injured worker in the process of on their process of passing through the workers' comp system.
Absolutely.
And that could be, as you mentioned earlier, adjusters, physicians, attorneys, could certainly benefit from this. It really, nurse case managers, there's just so many different areas, people who are touching the lives of these injured workers, but not fully understanding how their role impacts the greater end result. Unfortunately, a lot of the 85% of the workers' comp cases out there, the people get hurt, they get benefits, they get treated, they get better, they go back to work. End of story. We never hear about those. We hear about the 10 or 15% that have gone off the rails or had serious catastrophic injuries, life-altering injuries, and that's where things tend to get very ugly. Where and there are times where we could take situations if we communicate properly, if we listen, if we understand these people, not just as a claims adjuster, but as an attorney or as a doctor. Challenging for doctors, by the way, because the economic models today don't give doctors a lot of time to spend with these patients. So the time they do have, it's critical that they that the that some of these standards are embraced. But really, to have people, we could get better outcomes by understanding and preventing some of the understanding those red flags and preventing some of these disability, this path to disability that some of these people end up being on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And kind of going into what you said, I mean, it's the 15% of claims that we don't hear about that kind of necessitate the kind of the need for so much more education, workers' compensation and such.
Right.
And kind of rate fast, you know, the reason that the California Work Comp Report, this podcast exists, the company that it's, you know, based around, exists because California, it's so much more. I mean, there are more cases like that as well. And so it's, you know, it's just, yeah.
in our podcast discussions, you and I were talking about the geographical differences between, I was originally from New Jersey, North Jersey, South Jersey, North Cal, Northern California, Southern California. You really want to talk about differences? Look at the workers' comp market in California and look at the Los Angeles basin and understand what's driving a lot of the issues in California right now and some of the problems. And they really are coming out of certain unique areas or limited areas, a lot of those problems.
Yeah, it's interesting to see, yeah, how much different the work comp sort of like the fees and the claims that are accepted or the types of things that happen specifically in Southern California from Northern California.
Here's the challenge we have. Workers' comp was established to protect the interests of two distinct parties, employers and workers who are injured in their employ. And those are the groups we are supposed to represent. Those are the people we're supposed to help. The moral and ethical challenge in workers' comp is not to abuse that privilege, that noble privilege, really, it could be, and profit off of the pain and suffering of other people. I mean, we all are in business for profit. We all expect profit, but
Unavoidable.
unavoidable. But when you have what you can call the churn, which is, and we mentioned Southern California and all the litigation that comes out of Southern California, and I'm sure some of it's legitimate. I understand. I'm not saying it's not. Nothing's an absolute. Don't get mad at me. Don't call Corey and his people to complain. Maybe they will.
There are litigious individuals in the world by
There are.
default.
But it doesn't equate to better care.
True.
And there are
Absolutely.
times, let's be honest, and there was a big case in California a few years ago with pay for play, counterfeit parts, counterfeit parts when used in surgery, where people were being injured for fun and profit. I hate to say that, but people were being hurt by the in the pursuit of dollars. And I think that that is an unethical situation that reflects badly on the entire industry when that happens. And we
Absolutely.
actually need to be more proactive in identifying those players and rooting them out. I think it was the feds that actually got that big network in Southern California, and the industry really knew what was going on in that area. A lot of people in the industry knew what was going on, but there is a real ethical challenge in not abusing the honor of helping people that need help.
Yeah, absolutely. We've covered in our talks, we've covered like other sort of large scale corruption in the medical industry, and sort of the message that we convey is that this is more of a it's more of a human tendency that seeps into all industries that
Every industry.
absolutely
Every industry, absolutely. It's not something unique to workers' comp. And I would say it's not prevalent in workers' comp. I mean, there are so many good people in this industry who really want to do a good job, but they are in a tough, heavily regulated world, and it's not the most flexible world you might have noticed.
Thanks for listening. If you want to learn more about Work Comp College and to check out the courses that they offer, visit www.workcompcollege.com. If you have any questions or comments, or would like to have a question answered on the California Work Comp Report, please send us an email at caworkcompreport@rate-fast.com. As always, pay rate fast a visit at rate-fast.com.